to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
I take the whiskey drink. I take the chocolate drink. And when I have to pee, I use the kitchen sink.
Yeah, the hunters have been sold, so they cannot be killed in the future. Not this darkness. Not
the most prestigious verbal abusers on the planet.
Yeah, I better say something.
Greetings once again, fellow boozers. I am, of course, your faithful, supreme Ayatollah for life of the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, Eric Robertson. Welcome to the bonus material for Episode 9. A little background. Maker's Mark had explained in an email that demand was up and their ability to expand production was limited because it takes 7 years to age their bourbon. Their plan to remedy this situation was to make the mix somewhat less potent, from 90 proof, or 45% alcohol by volume, down to 84 proof, or 42% alcohol by volume. For reasons I talk about, I believe this would be fine overall, but they later backed down because of overwhelming negative feedback. We had just got done reviewing Buffalo Trace again, and they had posted a meme to their Facebook page full of snark about how bourbon that they make would always be 90 proof. We began discussing this, and Beth compared this move to the New Coke debacle back in the 1980s. From then, we went into a half-hour tangent that had very little to do with bourbon, so we cut that from the episode because of time considerations. Episode 9 already turned out to be a two-part episode, our longest ever, but we thought it was an interesting enough to use as bonus material for a later release. And that time has now come. Since we're talking about the 80s, I thought it would be fine to kick off this part with this. Enjoy.
Let's go, Cringer. He-Man and Battle Cat are about to make an appearance.
Now, there was actually a small controversy a few months ago with Maker's Mark.
Yes.
Which also...
And they backed down.
Yes. Yeah, they backed down because of the outcry. And here's the thing, is you go to Maker's Mark, and what they'll do is when you go to the Maker's Mark distillery is they'll give you a number of samples. They'll give you the White Dog, which really isn't commonly commercially available. You can get it, mm-hmm. but it's not something that you see in 19 out of 20 liquor stores. It's the cheap, raw distillate.
Nobody wants to drink that. It's like it.
Well, they give it to you just as a base point. Just so this is what happens to our liquor, right?
The 47.
They gave us the regular Maker's Mark, which we're all a fan of. Mm-hmm. You know, it may not be the best bourbon, but it's a damn good bourbon.
Damn good bourbon.
It's really good.
Standard good. For a good bourbon.
And the 45% alcohol. It's a 45% alcohol. It's a 45% alcohol by volume, 90 proof. All right. And then they turned around and they said, this is our new product, 46. And you know, we reviewed that before. It wasn't as good as regular Maker's. It was different and it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as the regular Maker's Mark. It just wasn't. And that was the consensus opinion. There are people who like it. It comes in a fancier bottle. It costs more. But it's not bad. And then they gave us some overaged bourbon. They left it in the barrel too long on purpose for the purpose of giving it to people. So, you know, the message is we knew exactly what we're doing. We could age, you know, the Maker's Mark that you get is aged 7 years on average. This one's been aged 10. And it just tasted like wood water. You know what I'm saying? Alcoholic mm-hmm. wood water.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just too much wood, not enough mm-hmm. of the subtle hints that the aging process gives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the lesson I took from that is, hey, at Maker's Mark, they know what they're doing. So if Maker's Mark sends me as a Maker's Mark ambassador, which is something anybody can be, is just sign up at their website. If they send me an email and it's saying, you know what, we're having problems, like our demand has grown, and it takes time for our capacity to expand. So in order to get more product out, we figured out that we could dilute it down from 45% to 42%.
Yeah. I think it was like a bullshit thing.
Yeah.
They did that to get more business.
I mean, what a great strategy.
It's like New Coke.
It is. I mean, come on.
Nobody started drinking.
Absolutely. I remember, never forget the image of that guy doing in a protest, taking two bottles of New Coke, pouring it upside down, like screaming and shouting in the middle of the street.
And once they went back, like, they were like, oh, we made a mistake.
Right.
Boom. It hit.
New Coke stayed around for a while, but it disappeared.
New Coke, by blind taste test standards, was better.
No, it wasn't.
Than Old Coke. Yeah. And the problem with it is Pepsi. When, like, we're doing the Pepsi challenge, the problem with Pepsi, now the Pepsi was preferred in blind taste test,
and that's why to Coca-Cola. Did it.
Yeah, and that's why they did it. And they were saying that the new Coke was like Pepsi, but no, the new Coke was better than both Coke and Pepsi.
No, it wasn't.
If you just had a sip of it, yeah. No, because if you look at a label and you're expecting a product and you get anything different than what you're expecting, you're going to be pissed.
And people don't like change.
Coke has not been the same since they removed the cocaine.
It's not been the same since they removed sugar.
Well, we weren't around in the 1800s.
Yeah, I know. But I can only imagine how good it was.
Oh, and it was legal.
Yeah, and it was legal.
I remember seeing an ad for the Coca-Cola from back in when they had cocaine in it. Mm-hmm. And it was Ty Cobb, the professional baseball player from back in the day. And he said, you know, it was like a product endorsement from Ty Cobb. And the product endorsement was, you know, in the middle of a doubleheader, I could have a Coca-Cola after the first game, and I could play the second game as if I had no exertion. And I was like, of course you could, because you're on Coke. I totally believe that product claim.
Though I'm a Coke drinker, I gotta say, Pepsi does taste better than Coke.
I like Pepsi a lot.
It doesn't have that aftertaste that Coke has. But I don't know whether that's the product of them going from sugar to corn syrup in the United States, because you go overseas, you go to Mexico, you get it made with corn.
Well, we had it here.
With sugar cane.
He bought it here.
With sugar cane.
Yeah.
He got it here.
Here, it's corn syrup.
Well, no, garbage. He bought the real old school with sugar.
Well, see, here's the thing, is I did a little research, and what I found was that Coca-Cola, when it was originally formulated, yes, it had cocaine in it and they had to replace that, but that didn't really have an effect on the taste, per se, according to most people's opinion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's extant samples that, you know, people with trained taste buds can do it now. When Coca-Cola was first formulated, it was a cough syrup. It wasn't formulated to be a soft drink. Pepsi was made to be a drink, okay? And at the time, they were both made with cane sugar, all right?
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, so I actually have, you know, the opinion that I came up with, right? And because I've gone back, there's still places, like the Made in Mexico Coke is still made with cane sugar.
I know it is.
We found it.
Yeah, and and you can still get Mexican Pepsi. Occasionally, you could find Pepsi Throwback, which is made, you know, and which is made in America with cane sugar.
I've seen Mountain Dew made with cane sugar.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
We got Pepsi, and it tastes like.
I've seen Mountain Dew Throwback. And it's the same idea. They said to themselves, you know, at certain times of the year, corn gets more expensive, so it becomes cost effective to go ahead and make it with sugar. We could offer it for the same price.
Ethanol subsidies.
Yep. So what happened was, you know, Pepsi was putting out these ads, and they were getting traction. They were like showing people in blind taste tests. They would take a sip of Coke, they'd take a sip of Pepsi, and 4 out of 5 of them would pick Pepsi based on that sip.
And that's why they did the new Coke.
Yeah, that's what the origin of New Coke was from, and that's why when they did the same thing with New Coke, they were certain they had a bang-up product.
No, they weren't. They did it to, wake the dog. That's what they did. They did it
That's a conspiracy theory.
No, it's not.
You don't take your flagship product out.
They knew what they were doing. They threw it out there. They knew goddamn well they were going back to the regular fucking
form. They didn't know what they were doing.
Okay.
And see, the problem is they developed a fierce product loyalty among the Coke consumer, okay?
Yeah.
They didn't like it. They figured that if they wanted Pepsi, they'd fucking buy Pepsi. And that new Coke was pretty much Pepsi in a Coke
can. I said, I prefer Pepsi, but I drink Coke.
Yeah.
What? It's a matter of family honor.
Oh, fuck that. We drink Pepsi.
You go into my grandmother's house, she's got Coca-Cola stuff. She's got bottles of Coke from different countries.
We drink Pepsi here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I
drink whatever's on sale.
My house.
I drink Pepsi.
Yeah. My stepdad always pimped Pepsi.
I buy...
I like that up.
I buy whatever product is available cheaper in a two-liter that week.
Do they still make that?
Yes.
Yeah.
They make Shasta, too.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah, man, because she's black, so she likes Tab and Shasta and orange and grape soda. At some point, you know, after...
I always associate Tab with, like, upper-class, older Jewish women sitting by the pool.
Yeah, not black. Thanks.
At some point, after they started subsidizing corn because Jimmy Carter wanted to fucking grow our gasoline, right? And this is the same idea we have when we put ethanol in our gasoline today.
I disagree. I think you're wrong in this aspect completely.
Wait a sec. This is not about bourbon.
Yeah, this is not about bourbon.
All right, then let's.
And this is not a fucking. What I'm saying is not controversial. It's a fact. So
no, it's not.
You could disagree with it. You'd just be wrong.
Okay. Another bet.
At some point, because they were subsidizing corn production at the federal level at the rate of billions of dollars a year. I'm wrong that they subsidized corn production?
No, but you're wrong on the reasons why they did it. They did it for the Pepsi channel. They did it to, like, create a buzz.
Prove it. So
okay, let me get my DeLorean, my time machine, and we'll go and talk to the officials, and then I'll prove it. How's that sound?
That's an idiotic move. They damaged their brand. It just happened to be a made a comeback.
No, they didn't. And
after corn became so much cheaper to fucking make shit out of than regular sugar, and they also...
It's not.
Yeah,
you can get 3 times the ethanol from cane sugar than you can from corn, and the Brazilians have been doing it for years. The only reason why we don't do it or import it from them is because we have interests on corn.
Exactly. So, you know, we can't...
Agribusiness.
Because we can't grow sugar in Iowa.
No.
Okay?
Illinois, or, you know...
Can't grow sugar anywhere but Hawaii and some places in Louisiana, pretty much. We favor, as a matter of government policy, corn over sugar. So we put tariffs on sugar to be imported, and we subsidize corn production. So because of this, you go into products and you look at so much stuff, and it says sweetened with high fructose corn syrup.
Because it's
corn sugar. A lot of cereals are pretty much made out of corn, you know, like kids' cereals. Like the number one ingredient is some kind of corn protein.
And we solved the entire problem of high fructose corn syrup with ADD drugs.
Well,
I have ADD. Yeah, eat some more high fructose corn syrup. Well, give me some Ritalin with that.
The problem with that is, with the market environment in America in the 80s and being what it was, because of this situation, they decided to go. They could make a comparable drink with corn sugar, save money, offer a cheaper product.
Sure. Yes,
and put that out.
A cheaper product.
Yeah, a cheaper product. The problem with...
Not cost-effective product. Cheaper product.
Not cost-effective.
Cheaper.
Yeah. Not cost effective overall because the government's footing the bill. Not better, just comparable and cheaper. All right?
Cheaper.
Yeah. Cheap. And the problem with that as far as quality goes is that when you make something out of corn syrup as opposed to cane sugar, what you get is a syrupy flavored pile of mess.
Okay. Disgusting.
Yeah.
The taste is altered completely.
Yeah. It's not just the taste, it's the texture. So you know, what I've noticed is, like, if I pick up, like, a bottle of 20...
You just said you don't give a shit what you buy. You buy whatever's on sale.
No, so what I've said is that when I buy one or the other, I've noticed that by the time I get to, like, say I buy a 20-ounce Pepsi, right?
I don't even know the last time I drank a soda was. It doesn't have any booze in it.
Hmm. Like, if I get, like, a 20-ounce Pepsi, just a regular Pepsi with the corn syrup in it, by the time I'm halfway through that bottle, I just get, like, the ick in my mouth.
Yeah,
and it's kind of, I either throw the rest away or...
No, you don't. You buy it every day, and that's why I'm saying you're fucking...
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to illustrate a point.
No, I'm not, because you're wrong on this.
I'm wrong. No, I purchased the shit.
Another bet.
Like, I get sick of the Pepsi before I'll get sick of the Coke. Like, by the time I get to that point on the same bottle of Coke, because it's not as sweet.
But I just buy whatever's on sale. Remember that?
Uh-huh. I do remember that.
Yeah, I'm not denying that, because it's a comparable product.
You're helping
you know,
the economy.
Yeah. If you have Coke and Pepsi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to have one of them, but, you know, if the price is the same, all the things being equal, I will take the Coke for this reason. But because Pepsi is on sale more frequently, I will happily pay 60% and get the Pepsi and get 90% of the satisfaction.
That does that?
Because right. I could say I could have a preference for Coke, but if Pepsi is cheaper, I'll get Pepsi. Fine. This is not a contradictory point. You're trying to make me out to be like a hypocrite here.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
I gotta rinse the glass out again.
Go for it. There's one right there.
What?
Well, I know. I mean, after I just rinsed it in between these things.
People aren't even thinking about it. Is that when you have one sip of Pepsi versus one sip of Coke, you'll choose the Pepsi because it's smoother and sweeter. But when it comes to drinking a whole 16 or 20 ounce product of it, you're going to prefer the Coke because it's just less syrupy and
Pepsi.
Lighter on your palate.
I don't know. I think Coke has an aftertaste.
So do I.
It does.
I like the Pepsi better.
And it's definitely, and if you have a sip of Pepsi versus a sip of Coke, like they do in, like they did in the old Pepsi commercials, that's exactly what you're going to do. But most people figure out, hey, wait a second. Even if it's subconsciously, they're like, oh, I like Coke better because I'm not drinking just a sip of it.
Yeah,
and
right.
They don't serve shot glasses of fucking Coke for you to buy, you know? Or shot glasses of Pepsi. Speaking of which.
I wonder if they can, I wonder if it's legal to do, like, taste tests of booze in the street and give people shots.
No.
No?
No.
You could do it in a liquor store.
Yeah, you can in a liquor store.
They'll give you samples of all kinds of shit in a liquor store as long as they're trying to promote something.
Mm-hmm. Been to those.
All arguments over Coke and Pepsi aside, and all arguments over you being wrong and me being a hypocrite, that can cross the Supreme Ayatollah and that makes you dumb and wrong. I just don't see that they would go out self-sabotaging their brand. And
yes, they would.
Without
how is it sabotage if it created a boom and sound?
Because it created word about it. And all of a sudden, boom, everybody's talking about it.
It created.
Remember the Coca-Cola t-shirt that people were wearing after that?
Yep.
Like there was this time where people were wearing Coca-Cola shirts. They weren't a t-shirt. They were like a collared shirt with a stripe and it had Coca-Cola. Remember? You still have it? Jesus.
Yeah. No, it was the 80s. Thank
you. Yeah, I know. It was the 80s. I know. I remember.
Yeah, but you're talking about a corporation. Corporations look at profits on a quarterly basis.
Isn't a corporation?
Okay, well, we'll get back to Maker's Mark. Looking at corporate profits, right? And they're looking at a decision that, for two quarters in a row, cratered their profit margin. Because they discontinued the product that people liked and people hated the new product.
And Maker's Mark did the same
thing. You really?
No, they threatened to do the same
thing. They did, and that created buzz. And that created trending.
They didn't actually do it.
Boom. Yeah. 2 weeks later, oh, we changed our mind, boom, boom, boom. And then meanwhile, everybody bought up
a ton. He's saying it's two quarters.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't. And everybody bought up all Maker's Mark. They were like, oh, we want to have
it still. I'm talking about two quarters of Coke sales, not Maker's Mark sales.
Okay, I'm not. I'm talking about Maker's Mark.
You think it affected two quarters of sales?
Two quarters of sales, yeah.
Okay.
And then the second they brought that product people liked back then, yeah, they went ahead and saw a surge in popularity.
And people started hoarding Maker's Mark, buying a ton of it because they thought it was going to be watered down. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they came out like, oh, we heard the people and we're going to make it the same way.
Yeah, I know. I saw the statement.
Boom. All of a sudden now all these people have all this Maker's Mark and it's still going to be the same shit. So, hi, we're trending, we're on top again, blah, 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 and now we're coming out with the same shit. So, yeah, it was promotion, and it was wag the dog, and it was kind of propaganda. And if you don't think it was, then I'm really sorry.
I was fairly young. I remember it happening. I wasn't really thinking in those terms. Like no, I'm talking about Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I'm talking about Maker's Mark.
I'm talking about Coca-Cola.
Okay,
I'm talking about the idea that Coca-Cola was pulling the same thing.
Yeah.
Maker's Mark is plausible.
Okay, maybe the original of it.
Whether Coca-Cola was the test case for future psychological warfare on the market.
Okay, fair enough.
For market psychology purposes.
And they flipped
that would be that would be a test scenario. How do I create a buzz? There's a restaurant very famous in Syosset called Cristiano's.
And it's closing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Owned by Singe and Tom Chardell.
Let me tell you the story.
Let me tell you the story because I'm in the
house. I was in there the other day. I was talking to the hostess.
And so was I.
Okay, go ahead. You tell me your story. I'll tell you.
Oh, I will. Okay, it's closing. Okay, they're changing the concept.
That's what they said. That's what they said in the media.
Has been bought in, okay, to reinvent the concept. And the Singe Hospitality Group bought it out.
Sing.
Whatever. Okay.
Sing bought it out a while ago, though.
And
the entire thing happened to me. They said they're going to close. So I'm in there the week after the Channel 12 story aired.
Right, and Billy Joel, boo,
all that other, deal. Yeah, the whole deal, yeah. Right, the whole shtick.
Which nobody's been there in years.
Right, no one's been there in years. Okay. People do go there for freaking cocktails at the bar.
But the food
and my bar was closed up the street, so I stagger in.
Okay.
So anyway, I go in there, I'm talking to the hostess whose platform is at the edge of the bar there, and I'm talking to her. I'm like, yeah. So I was saying, like, have you seen an uptick in sales as a result of all the media
exposure?
Of course
they have, because people want to get in before it closes.
Well, I knew the answer. I wanted to know the extent. So I found out the extent of the increase in volume in business as a result of the media exposure, okay?
Yeah.
To find out what their bounce was. So, like, how soon is it going to close? Well, we don't know if we're actually going to do that now. It's kind of up in the air.
Because they have to say that.
No. They announced it to the media they're going to close.
No, they said they're going to renovate and do it over, which they are.
They said they were going to renovate, do it over, come up with a new concept, and it wasn't going to be called Christiana's.
And it's not going to be Italian. That's what Tom Schodell said.
That's what they said.
Okay. Don't roll your eyes at me like Eric. Okay,
this is the same principle you're talking about with Maker's Mark and Coca-Cola.
Okay, both of you, like, take a deep, because I know what I'm talking about with this. Because guess what? I applied for a job with them, and I spoke to the people about it, because I want to become a manager there or something. And it's not happening for at least 6 months.
If it's happening at all.
It will, because they're not making the money. And once the hype goes down, after the 6 months where they say, we're closing Billy Joel's restaurant, Italian, blah, 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 blah. After the hype is done, after 6 months, and the food still sucks, they are going to have to close and reinvent themselves. Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, their food does suck.
It does.
Well, yeah.
And this is something I do know about, okay? And Eric doesn't. So, okay, believe it or not, I am right on this. And I do know about this because I applied for
a position. On the one restaurant, maybe. I didn't have an opinion on that.
You can't because you're not there.
What I'm saying is that...
All I have to do is improve the Italian food.
Yeah. Now that...
And that can be the new concept, good food.
Once Tom Schodell's owns, though, he's gonna like have like scallops on a fucking bed of foie gras and shit like that.
No, it's not gonna go over. It's not, you really.
So I asked, yeah, well, with the Jews there, yes, it will.
With the Jews there, yeah.
So,
exactly.
So, anyway, I was saying that the Maker's Mark was saying that they were gonna water down their product. The idea that that would be a false flag, like a new Coke conspiracy theory. You know, that's plausible because Coke had already done it and pulled it off.
And that's what I'm saying. Right? It is.
Like, the idea that Coca-Cola did this is an untested product. Then they fucking threw a Hail Mary pass and scored huge.
How to start a business. You know? To, like, you, like, give a little, like, fucking boop-boop-boop. You put it out in the media. Put it out on HuffPost. Put it out on something. Everybody hoards up on
Maker's Mark. There was no HuffPost back then.
Yes, there was.
In the new Coke days?
No.
There wasn't even an internet.
No. I'm talking about Maker's Mark.
I started in the early 90s.
Because what we're talking about...
I'm talking about Maker's Mark.
You're talking about Maker's Mark.
Okay.
Okay.
They did it to start a business.
When I was reading them, they were conservative.
Ariana Huffington used to be the Republican Party girl whenever she went on the
Billboard. She was hot, too.
Now she's not, and she's a hippie.
She's old and hanging out and leftist.
Yeah.
And that makes her not hot by default.
Yeah, so, like, I could see now that that's been proven that that can work, that's plausible.
Okay, so we were able to move on from that point to complete what else was released in Episode 9. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it. And we can always be reached at our Facebook page. Just search for the Self-Appointed Booze Committee.
Remember, kids, it is very important to always get your pets spayed and neutered. Otherwise, it may lead to unstable behavior and unauthorized breeding.
I miss my balls!